from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And welcome to another off-season edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, joined by EP Ringside. You got to love his Substack. It's terrific, especially on days like today. It's Shap Shots. It's at Sean Shapiro, back from the Stanley Cup where he was last night. Wanted to pop on because we are the off-season program of record. It's Spits and Suds. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm running on fumes right now. I had an early flight home from Florida this morning, and we still have at least one more cup final game left. And but today, so much for us having a quiet day today. The NHL GMs decided to unofficially launch the off season today, right? So yeah, here we are.
No, you're absolutely right. I did want to mention, and I don't know if they were talking about it in the press box, but that Matthew Tkachuk play at the end of the game will be forgotten. But to me, it was just truly magical to do the dive and then angle the stick in a way. I just thought it was pretty.
It was the issue is McDavid scores right after, and then what is Oliver Ekman-Larsson doing there? Like, that's the other part of it where it's like,
yeah,
like he makes that play, and then his teammate just basically quit on the play at the exact same time and kills any chance of getting it. So
yeah,
it was it's one of those where it's like, what if lost plays? Because maybe who knows if they had scored it, but it's also a bit of like hockey karma, right? Earlier in that game, about what, 2:15 left, Matthias Janmark hits the post down in the empty net. So it kind of last night, the team that probably deserved to win, and
yep.
I mean, McDavid was incredible again last night. But we're talking other stuff today, right now.
It's a series, and that's a good thing for hockey fans. All right, Sean, why bunch of trades today in the NHL? Why today?
Yeah. So, one of the things, there's kind of like a quiet unspoken rule amongst NHL GMs and NHL teams to kind of respect the sanctity of the Stanley Cup. Like, teams, the league wants the Stanley Cup to be its own tentpole event. They want it to be the biggest show in town. And that's fine when the Stanley Cup ends on June 15th, June 16th. When you have, when you have the cup final potentially going all the way to June 24th, like it's going to, teams are like, basically teams get to the point where it's like, I can't sit around and sit on my hands and wait anymore, because if this Stanley Cup final goes 7 games, the Stanley Cup will be awarded on next Monday. The draft is next Friday. Like, there's 72 hours or whatever it is before teams have to. And so and we live in a salary cap world, even with the salary cap going up. And so July 1st is a huge day for a couple of various things. One, it's when a lot of no move clauses kick into play. The other is that's when a lot of signing bonuses are paid out too. So if you're going to there are certain contracts and deals and everything that you have to get done before July 1st if you're going to have any benefit as the team selling that asset. So the big one, Pierre-Luc Dubois gets traded from LA to Washington for Darcy Kuemper. Dubois obviously was in Columbus, then he was in Winnipeg, then he gets traded to LA, former number three overall pick. Has it been a little bit of all over the place? LA made the mistake. It was a terrible deal for them with Winnipeg. Look at all the pieces Winnipeg got, helped Winnipeg rebuild right away. Terrible deal. But the only way LA was getting out of this deal was if they got this done in basically, if they basically got this done in the next 48 to 72 hours, because there's a weird part of the CBA where if the Stanley Cup had gone seven games with how dates had gone, there wouldn't have been enough time to buy Dubois out at 1/3 of his contract value. So there was that already. So the Stanley Cup final almost going seven games added to that factor. Then you add in the fact that on July 1st, Dubois gets a full no move clause. So he would have full control of his future. So if the Kings were ever going to get out of Dubois' contract, it basically had to happen sometime today, tomorrow, before Friday. That's why Dubois gets moved to Washington. And Washington pulls the deal because they essentially, Kuemper had a down year. They kind of like Lindgren had taken over as the number one. They like the kid they've got in Hershey right now, who's playing in the Calder Cup final. They're like, all right, we can take a try on this because, or why not? And yeah. So that's why that deal happened. The other ones that start happening today too, Jacob Markstrom getting traded to the Devils. At some point, one of the goalie dominoes had to start. We all knew Markstrom was going to move at some point. At some point, basically, once Calgary got the deal they wanted for Markstrom, and they got a first, and they got a young defenseman who they like, and I don't know, I don't really truly sign off on everything Craig Conroy has done so far in Calgary. Like, we look at the Tanev trade, I don't think the return he got from Dallas was particularly great, but give Craig Conroy credit that he sticks to what he believes is valuable, and he believes that that ball comes in and replaces a Zadorov and everything like that. So, and then the other one that was not a trade, because we're not allowed to trade future considerations anymore in the NHL, that changed in the most recent CBA. You can't do future considerations trades anymore. So the Barclay Goodrow has a pretty good playoff run with the Rangers, but he's making a bit more money than he should be.
Oh, 3 points.
Essentially, the Sharks, people have to remember, the Sharks have first in the waiver order claim until November 15th, I believe. When you finish dead last in the league, you get first waiver claim order until November 15th. That's when it starts going off the daily standing. So, well, I don't know if Chris Drury and Mike Greer had the official conversation that if we put him on waivers, you'll claim him. But I'm pretty sure that happened. Those are kind of all of these moves are about cap movement, flexibility. So when teams go to the draft next week, they have the best chance to better their teams and potentially add before July 1st. How does this involve the Dallas Stars, right? And I'll let you intro the trade so I can take a deep breath here since I've just been...
Yeah, no, absolutely. That is a terrific recap on what's been happening in the NHL today for Stars fans. And Stars fans of note, the news came through that the Stars have sent Ty DeLandria. The Sharks weren't done. New GM Mike Greer, after his first year, picks up Ty DeLandria in return for a fourth round pick. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah. It's a move where in a non-cap world, Ty DeLandria is still a member of the Dallas Stars. That's just the reality of it. He's a guy, he's a good depth forward. He's a good fourth liner. He's a good 13th forward. They like him a lot. Jake Ottinger, best friends, his face is actually painted on Jake Ottinger's mask.
Yep.
along with Mason Marchment and Ty Felliber, another guy who's no longer in the Stars organization. And essentially what it came down to is it wasn't Ty DeLandria the player. It was Ty DeLandria as an RFA with a qualifying offer, and I'll make sure I have the number right, with a qualifying offer of $945,000. He's going to be making close to $1 million, and when the Stars are already on the hook for $2 million next year against the cap, playing with a $2 million less cap next year because of Joe Pavelski, you're trying to save and pinch pennies everywhere you can so you can spend in the other places. So Ty DeLandria making close to $1 million to be either a healthy scratch or play on the fourth line, that's a role that there's a lot of guys you can get for $825,000. There's a lot of, there are lots of Ty Dellandreas in the league. While you like having that guy as someone who is homegrown and knows everyone, it becomes time to move the money around to open it up. And that's really what this was. It was moving Ty Dellandrea out for the money reasons. Cause, and here's the calculus that Stars fans will like. Okay. Ty Dellandrea, with Joe Pavelski effectively retiring, or quote unquote not playing this year, depending what terminology you want to use, but he's retiring. The Stars created an open roster spot for Maverick Bork. With Ty Dellandrea gone, the Stars now took the slot of money that Ty Dellandrea needed, and that now goes to Maverick Bork. If you look at the kind of, you're figuring out your cap sheet, that creates roughly $2.5 million of extra space that you can now use in your, as you try to figure out how do you resign maybe a Chris Tanev, how do you bring a Matt Duchene back? All of these little things build up to the bigger move. And at the end of the day, it's Ty Dellandrea, really good teammate, really, really good person. I think it's a great move for San Jose because they need to bring in some guys who are going to bring some competitiveness to that team that's going to be starting to build around Celebrini and Will Smith and everything like that. Really good move for San Jose. For Dallas, it was essentially you have to start moving other money around to open it up for the bigger move. And that's what this was.
And a good move for Ty Dellandrea personally, man. I know he's going to miss his teammates, but at the same time, from a career standpoint, I think this is an opportunity for him to get regular playing time and prove, you know, why the Stars drafted him first first round.
And the other thing about it too, is it's a spot where he's going to an organization where they have everything they know about Ty Dellandrea. So remember, the Stars assistant GM is Tom Holley, who was head of Stars PR up until last season. No, yeah, when Mike Greer got the job, it was Tom Holley left to take the assistant AGM job with San Jose. Tom Holley knows Ty Dellandrea better than almost anyone else in hockey. He's going to go basically. So that's one of those where that move, I couldn't help but look at that and think that there's a Tom Holley fingerprint on that of him and Mike Greer, like, hey, when we're adding depth character guys as we try to take the next step here in San Jose, I believe that's kind of part of it here. So I know there's a lot of Stars fans today that are kind of like, there's some frustration that he's like, that he's gone because, and it's easy to look at I think the biggest frustration is people will look at it and say like, oh, he was a first round pick who got moved for a fourth round pick. And at the end of the day, you got 151 games out of him. Was he the first round pick that he probably could have been? Probably not from the production standpoint, but this is how you have to keep moving things forward as a franchise. You can't get overly attached to sentimentality because Ty Dellandrea is the perfect example where a team could have been over attached to sentimental things. Jamie Benn and Mike Modano announced the pick of Ty Dellandrea in Dallas. Like if you think about someone who there was a Dallas Stars origin story where you're like, ah, we can't get rid of him because of how he arrived here. It's Ty Dellandrea. Jamie Benn, I remember Jamie Benn when they announced the Ty Dellandrea pick, Jamie Benn said he'll never forget Ty Dellandrea's name because he read it like 16 times on a piece of paper before him and Modano announced it. So he's a part of Stars history, but now it's history. And that's kind of the end of the day for it, I think.
Yeah. You know, another name I want to throw out there too, that this allows them to possibly bring him back. Sam Steele's also a restricted free agent.
Oh, yeah.
John.
Yeah, Sam Steele's restricted, and I think, and we can all agree. I mean, just call it what it is. Sam Steele was a better player this year. If you're going to pick one or the other, same thing with Craig Smith. Now Craig Smith's a little bit older and might demand a little bit more, but Craig Smith was a better player this year. So
yeah,
sacrifices get made sometimes. So
yeah, absolutely. Probably a different podcast, but I did want to say, you know, if there are things that I look at and say, because he didn't play all the time, I think my argument is null. But at the same time, I am kind of looking for that energy guy, that Yanni Gourde. And I don't know if Ty Dellandrea could have been that guy. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Like a guy that's going to come in and kind of rustle it up a little bit.
Yeah, but you also don't want to run into the same spot where what happened with the other move San Jose made today, where Do you want to get to the spot where you're paying that guy $3.25 million? Do you want to be in the spot where you're stuck with the Radek Foxa contract? Like, I mean, absolutely. I think one of the main reasons Radek Foxa is still with Dallas is because it's impossible to unload that contract. Like,
correct.
That's, you kind of, you move on when you can sometimes. So,
yeah. Well, I think you explained it perfect. And thank you for coming on and explaining it like you did. And silly season will continue, and we'll talk about draft coming up. And Sean has some great perspectives on that. And yeah, we'll keep looking. And if anything else happens, you know, Spits and Suds will pop on and giving you the latest. But that is a kind of a capologist point of view from Sean that I think a lot of people aren't thinking about. So when you think about the departure of Ty Dellandrea, think about the arrival of Maverick Bork. And you could also think of maybe the continuation of Sam Steele. So Sean, what do you want to plug, my man?
Yeah, we've got, I'll do a quick plug for the movie project. Go watch The Late Game. It's you're looking for a good hockey fix right now to watch. We have until Friday night before there's another Stanley Cup final game. So go watch the Late Game. I got to give a shout out to my guys at EP Ringside for our draft guide. Of course, you've done a great job already plugging the Substack for me as usual, Gavin. I love it. And we will, you know what, this show too, just tell your friends about it, because this is the type of stuff where trade happens. Gavin shoots me a message. Hey, you want to hop on for 10, 15 minutes and do it. And we do it. So tell other people about it, because it's been fun for us.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for another edition of Spits and Suds. We will be back soon, I promise. For Sean Shapiro, I'm Gavin Spittle. Have a great day, everyone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.